gentlemen, welcome back to Summer Sessions. Summer Sessions, episode 61. It's been a long time. I feel like it's been a couple weeks since we had an actual episode of Summer Sessions. As usual, I'm your host, Scott. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Barchest Scott. Get my brother Flo's in the house. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Flo's and Lenny. We got Damien in the house. He's actually in the house. Me and Damien here. I haven't seen this nigga since Christmas.
Right.
We are here. We are drinking. What are we drinking? What type
Casadores.
Of we drink the what tequila
Reposado.
Sunrise? We drinking tequila sunrise over here, man. We got the Reposado with the orange juice over here. You know what I'm saying? LA is halfway back, 75% back. Our COVID rates are down to 2%. Get at us.
We're free.
Well, we's free. So we back, man. You know, follow him on Twitter. I'm underscore Velvet Jones. Young Pat Vito might be joining us later. Can't guarantee it. He's at Staples Center right now, being Pavier Smith, covering this Clippers Suns game. So it's still got like maybe 5 more minutes left in this game. So we'll see if he joins us or if not. But we are here. I actually have a rundown today.
What?
Yes, I know. This is I want to talk about my first week out.
How y'all able to record three of y'all at Thomas Place but not here?
What you mean?
You all were able to record. It's two of you all, two mics, and you all were able – three of you all, three mics.
Okay, see this thing. That wasn't planned. I was at the HMG.
It don't matter. You all were able to use three mics and Zoom it. And so.
Yeah, but Thomas got his whole little setup over there.
It's not a hard setup.
I ain't got none of the shit he got.
He ain't using nothing expensive.
I ain't got it though. That ain't the point.
Yes, you do.
Tonight. I ain't got it, bitch.
Almost certainly do.
I don't. I don't have it. I'll see you on Monday. I'm just coming over there and smack the shit out of your ass.
Scott, you're 5'5". No, you're not.
What the fuck they got to do with me smacking the shit out of you?
You're too short. Your hands won't reach before. Me. You have never slapped me in my life.
I never slapped you? We gonna lie
about it? Scott.
We gonna lie about
it? In a fight, you have never slapped me. You met BB when I was 2 years old.
You were what?
2 years old.
You were nigga, we didn't fight when you were 2 years old.
We were the same height until I was 5, and then it was over.
Oh, that nigga, that's a lie.
That was the truth.
You've only had like 4 legitimate fights.
And I've won every one.
No, you haven't.
Scott, I'm undefeated against you.
No, you're not, nigga.
Bro, I'm undefeated by like a lot of rounds, too. You ain't going 12 with me, brother.
You lying like a motherfucker.
You don't have no hands.
In the hallway one time.
No, you didn't do anything.
Remember that time when grandma was trying to get us to stop?
You missed those punches. I was connecting with everyone. I was connecting with everything. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know,
I made you bleed before too,
dude. Yeah, that's because you called me lacking.
Do you bleed? You ain't never make me bleed. I ain't never had a bruise.
Get the fuck out of here.
I ain't never had a bruise, my nigga. Get
the fuck out of here, nigga.
You were the big brother in name only.
I got it. I hit you with a steel chair one time.
Yeah, we were actually playing. We were playing around. It wasn't like an actual fight. You hit me with a steel chair, I would have killed you in front of your mother.
Nigga, there was one fight we had like in like by the stairs in the lead to the base. I was fucking you up.
No, that's when grandma saw us.
Yeah, and that's why I was fucking you
I
up.
Was beating the shit out of you. What do you mean? I connected on at least 4 punches.
With a couple chest shots.
Bro, I literally rope-a-doped everything you did. we were at the middle part where the back door is, and you were swinging for the fences, and all I was doing was boop, 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 boop.
Lies.
Bro, hitting you with the meanness. I was just shoulder dodging everything. You had nothing on me. I counted you like twice.
Fuck out of here.
And then I apologized out of the saintliness of my heart.
Oh, okay. Get out of here, nigga.
And you know, bro, now? Come on, bro. I'd crumble you.
You're not crumbling nobody. When the last time you had a fight?
Listen, like, the last time I actually boxed, 2018.
When the last time you had a fight? Exactly, nigga. You 30.
Shit.
I was 28 2 years ago. I was in shape.
You said you were 18.
No, 2018.
The fuck was you doing fighting in 2018?
You know, that's when I met, what's his name? Juan, he was my trainer.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like fighting a nigga.
No, I'm talking about sparring. Like I was sparring.
What was that year you were skinny?
The year I was skinny, 2013 through 15.
You like this nigga was in shape. Like
yeah, nigga. I was 230.
Yeah, this nigga was like built, or like this nigga was in the gym all the time. I was like, damn, this nigga doing this thing. And what happened?
Now I'm fat at again. This shit is tough. You gotta be. I was dedicated. I was going
Yeah, that's what you were. You was going like 4 times a week.
6 days a week at 5 a.m. Dog. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And sometimes I would be after that. I would go to see my sensei. I did Aikido, and I did kickboxing with him.
You know what's funny? I wish I paid attention to Aikido now.
Yeah, Aikido sucks. You ain't gonna learn.
It's not. It's just a peaceful type of Taekwondo.
Well, no, Taekwondo is useful for legs. Aikido is really good if you have a sword. Nigga, who has a sword anymore? Like, our sensei do more than Aikido. That's why he was cold.
What was his name?
Sensei Rick.
Wasn't Pappy Pops in there with us too?
Uh-huh. Pappy had like Mr. McCoy had like a brown bed, I think. So
yeah, Mr. McCoy was in there.
All y'all niggas was karate niggas. Amp was a karate nigga.
Amp was a karate nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nigga, but nah, I gained the weight back. But I feel better knowing I can lose it. Do I want to? I don't really care.
Why you don't care? Let's get into it.
Like cooking them pizzas.
Hilarious. I was not happy when I was skinny.
You weren't happy when was it had to do with you skinny or the stuff you was getting into?
No, I mean, like, I was still in school. I had a job. You know, it was a solid job. I was in shape. You know what I mean? But mentally, I wasn't happy. Now I'm big as hell, but I am happier than I was then. So, you know, I'm with the body positive movement. Let's get some body positivity here.
No, I'm with you, though. Like, it's like...
Now, do I want to lose? Yes. I
want to lose, but I'm just like way too...
I got a fake Peloton, and I'm losing, and I'm on an exercise bike more.
Yeah, mom told me, like, yeah, he's on his bike. I was like, he's on his what?
Yeah, I got a fake Peloton. First of all, I'm paying $2,000. For a bike with a freaking iPad
on it.
Exactly, with the iPad on it.
Is
no.
that the crib?
Yeah, it's sitting right here.
I'm using that bitch.
Can it support that much weight?
Famous on that shit too.
What'd you say?
For like the training, you know, the little videos on the Peloton.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay like $50 a month for them shits too.
Man, if I pay that much money for a bike, I'm not paying for anything monthly.
Right. If I pay that much for a bike, nigga, I'm gonna get a real bike.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
It's just ride somewhere.
For $2,000, I can get a MacBook Pro and I can put it on my actual bike that I probably got for $100.
But you know what? For $2,000, nigga, I should get a car.
Bro, telling you, I could get a hoopty, bro.
Nigga, speaking of cars, straight. The way these Ubers are out here, nigga, I need to get me a car.
Yeah.
What are taxis nigga, like?
Uber is all fucked
nigga,
up.
Nigga, it's the prices are bad, but it's the wait time, nigga.
They'd be like 20,
you're not waiting anything less than 20 minutes, bro. Like, when I met up, my homie Mike moved out like a week ago. Shout out to him. Follow him on Twitter at OptimoveUN.
Okay.
Is Mike, I know?
You don't know him.
Oh, I was going to say, nigga, isn't his freaking company there?
No, not Mike. Not Roy. You know that nigga moved out here. My homie Mike. I don't know if you follow him on Twitter.
I follow him.
Yeah, but he out here in Long Beach with you. With you,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, he out in Long Beach.
Tell him
I gotta link y'all up.
Yeah.
So yeah, he came out last week. We went to meet him and Pav went to Rocco's to watch the White Sox Angels game.
Uh-huh.
And I had to pay like $15 just to get the Rocco's. And that's like 5 minutes from here.
The one right here?
Yeah.
No.
Like, yeah, nigga.
That was like $6-7 when we would catch it over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they taxing heavy, and I'm like, nigga, I need like a car if I'm gonna be paying for all of this shit. Like, the fuck is going on? But in my like 10 days out, and shout out to Thomas, because I was gonna literally wait till like the 14th day. I was probably like on day like 11 or some shit, and I'm sitting up here watching Batman animated series, and this nigga, Thomas, he'd be like, first of all, he called me. I was like, all right, who the fuck died? This nigga Thomas don't call me. Like, none of y'all niggas called me. So if one of y'all niggas called me, I feel like, okay, what the fuck happened? So he called me. He like, yo, I'm like by the Beverly Center. BD, Baron Day, BD's on this party. Yo, come pull up. I'm like, nigga, I'm not really trying to go. He said, nigga, get your ass up, nigga. Like, just come on. It's open bar shit. I was like, all right, nigga, I come. And so like the first two nights I was out, I was paranoid, bro. Like, I was still had my mask on tight.
Right,
because like I ain't been out in so long, and then like BD and them paid for a COVID test on site, but they had this line to get away for the COVID test. So I asked the lady, I'm like, I'm fully vaccinated, do I have to wait? She's like, just show me your card. So I said, Chris, are you good? So while Pav and them waiting in line to get a test, I'm at the bar, like, I'm good, bro. But like now I'm kind of like used to it, you know, you just
finally.
You did. You just put your if you around non-vaccinated people, you still wear your mask.
Yeah.
You know, do the shit. But even like the thing is, and I think even with Twitter, you see this, you can still catch it, but you just don't get the deadly, you know,
ramifications.
But if you're around vaccinated people, you're good. But if you're not non-vaccinated, you can still get it. Actually, they're more risk than you are. But I think it was just a couple of days I had to get used to being out again. But it felt good to be back out. Now I'm like, you know, I'm back too. Like even when I put a group chat yesterday, that's why I text you like, yo, I'm over here. And nigga, family, like, nigga, you outside. But it was good. But also noticed that I'm like washed. And don't take a lot for me to be finished anymore. Like, I know we drinking tequila and beers. My day is done tomorrow. I'm already chalking that shit up.
Don't you all grow tired of drinking liquor?
I don't drink a lot though, no more though.
I'm not.
This nigga has the tolerance of a sailor, nigga. Like I don't know where he gets it from, bro. I can't do it.
20 years.
You
built the military, nigga. That's how.
Literally. 20 years in the military, you learn.
Last night I had a business meeting. And I told them to meet me at Rocco's so we could talk about it.
Yeah.
And they were paying for the drink, so.
Oh, that's why you hit me. Was like, you off?
Yeah, I was gonna like, nigga, ooh, free drinks, nigga. Come on. Pull up, nigga. I ain't paying.
I would have fucked
that tab up. Yeah, I was like, I ain't paying. So I had like 3 Casamigo doubles, right? Ooh. So I'm good for like, nigga. I get home, nigga. I feel like I'm floating, bro. Like. And I'm trying to watch the MLB highlights from the day.
You got double vision.
Not even that, nigga. I tried to watch the Astros Angels highlights, nigga. I must have ran that video back 3 times. I kept falling asleep and I kept missing Mike Trout's home run. But in my head was like, just like thumping. So I had to take some medicine, bro. Now up to like 3 a.m.
BC powder before you go to bed.
But see, I need to do that with something that Pav and Thomas were talking about, like some type of drink they be drinking that like prevents.
Well, they got the drinks at the liquor store that's like to prevent hangovers.
Yeah, but see, my hangovers,
true that shit is.
My head, like I could take medicine for my headache and it'd be gone, but my stomach be acting wild the next morning. Like I can't even eat till like 6 p.m.
Flo, you don't drink no more at all?
This nigga ain't drank in a while.
No, I mean like I've like casually drank.
Okay.
Cause he texted me like a couple.
When are you coming to California?
Yeah, when are you coming to California?
I'm going to change that.
June.
Are you dead ass coming to June?
Yes, I'm actually coming in June.
Why don't you just come back with me?
What?
Why don't you just come back with me?
Cause I have school.
Oh, when you want school done?
May.
May what, nigga?
The 4th week.
Oh, okay. Right. I was just gonna like, nigga, just come with me, bro.
Oh man, I get.
You're an asshole. The 4th week, nigga. What you
see, he talking to me. He be talking to me like I'm fucking stupid.
My girl says I'm rude, and maybe I am.
You rude, but you don't know you rude.
I have no clue I'm rude.
You rude. I don't know how you are around other people, but you rude to me. But I'm
the same way.
I
expected.
I got that at work, so nothing. Even
no time to me and this nigga talk on the phone. We ever greet each other like, hey, how you doing, man? It's either what's up, bitch.
You say hello. How's your day? You go.
No, you do that. Like if sometimes you'll call me and be like, hey man, how's it going? I'm like, what the fuck you on?
I'm trying to check on you.
Which is fine. That's only you and Mike, the only people I call who I talk to in the first word isn't hi. Like, what's up, pussy?
Like, just keeping you honest, bro.
That'd be the first thing. Like my Mike called me there was like, oh, so I gotta tell the GDs you good when you come through. He said, you've been gone too long. I gotta tell the GDs you good. You said they got your head. They wait ready for you to come at jump your ass. But I want to talk about
rundown.
I got a rundown today. My first week out. I talked about that. Did y'all watch the verses this week?
No, mm-hmm. I'm flying back from.
I enjoyed it.
Reno. I watched some of the replay. What's his name?
Like? Shay said, "What your ass say?"
Yeah, Ron Isley look like a Tino Mobley.
He did like
he looked dead on cat. But like you just realize how many of them songs you really grew up on, mm-hmm. like your whole life. Like songs that's been embedded in your brain since you was a kid that you did some you didn't even realize, and then when they come on, you like, oh,
you start
man,
singing
I know this song.
And like it was when I was watching, because I had it on my iPad, because I was watching the White Sox play the Angels.
Oh, Tawny.
Yeah, and we blew that 4-0 lead or whatever. Because fucking Ohtani almost got his career into that game. Abreu almost sat on that nigga leg. But see, I was watching it, and it's like when we were talking about like a couple weeks ago on the podcast who was gonna win, I was like, I'm taking Irv 1-5. But yeah, then it was so many Isley songs, and I'm like, as soon as the beat came on, I'm singing them. And I'm like, oh shit, that nigga, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
And then when he played Contagious, this is why
he played it?
Yeah,
I didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah, he played Contagious. This is why I say Twitter's full of shit. Because he played Contagious, and then before the verse started, it was like, what are we going to do if he played the Mark Kelly songs? The whole TL, all their little problematic shit went out the window. Everybody was like, Contagious! And they like tweeting lyrics and shit. I'm like, see, y'all didn't care about the Dirty Night trilogy. And by the way, I'm going to give y'all all history on this podcast about that. I did a breakdown on this shit, bro. Breakdown on the rivalry between Mr. Biggs and R. Kelly.
And it didn't start at Download, right?
It's actually, I called it the Dirty Mac trilogy. It's at least six songs. So I have notes because I watched all these videos. I haven't seen the videos. It starts off with the Down Low joint. Everybody knows that's on the R. Kelly album. And yes, we're going to talk about that Cook County Inmates song. So
fancy fine ass.
If you don't want to hear this, you might as well skip. Because we're gonna talk about it.
First off, I don't support anything Mr. Nasty Man does.
I don't either. I want to be very clear. I do not listen to this man's catalog anymore. And it's
I was waiting for the but.
No. There's no but. But see, this is what happened. I said there's no but, then I said but. This is what happened. When I watched, what made me first of all is all Chicago people are full of shit because we've known about this shit since TP2 came out. This is not a new revelation. We've known he was a nasty man for a long time. My cousin went to Kenwood High School, and he would tell me, "Oh yeah, we would go back Kenwood. This nigga R. Kelly would have a Range Rover, and he'd be outside of Kenwood picking up high schoolers."
And like I told you, what's crazy, I heard that same story, and I came from California.
Exactly.
And I was in basic training with a girl from Chicago, and she told me the exact same shit.
Mm-hmm.
In 2001, she was telling me about Snake used to be posted up outside her school in a Range Rover.
Yep. The ranch, his crib was called the Chocolate Factory, and they would invite chicks over there.
Of course it was.
So, yes, I do not condone anything this nasty man does. I do not listen to his catalog anymore. This is the official I'm done with R. Kelly moment. This is what happened. I watched Surviving R. Kelly on Netflix. And when I found out the stories of some of my favorite Sylvester songs, it creeped me out, bro. Like, you know, Michael Jackson, You're Not Alone. You know what that song's about? R. Kelly wrote it. It's about a 15-year-old having an abortion from a baby he gave her. A 15-year-old.
Is that true? Or is that like an urban?
No, that's what they said. The girl who's the song's about, she said it. Michael Jackson didn't know this.
Well, in my head, that's not what Michael Jackson was singing about.
And by the way, yeah, but by the way, Michael Jackson ain't do that shit either. So, baby, you listen to Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson ain't do this shit. The nigga who accused him said he was lying. So, leave my man Michael Joseph Jackson alone, okay? Mike ain't do that shit. But this nigga Sylvester is a nasty nigga. Well, we talking about...
The thing is, I think people legitimately rally around Mike not doing it. And I have no clue if he actually did do it. But it seems like the public will immediately slander someone if they say he did it. But Mike ain't do it.
No, but when a dude said he didn't do it, then Mike died.
And he recanted that again. I have no clue what's going on with dude.
Okay, you're right. He's giving a political answer. I'm going to do the same thing. Good and we gonna move it on. PR flows.
Go back to the story.
So we're going to go download back. Download video.
Hey, man. Is this the regular one? This OT?
This is the regular. I was going to make it free. Do y'all want to make it OT?
Oh, okay, no, we make it free.
Okay, I was going to make it free because niggas ain't got a free prize.
Y'all about to go off.
I was just talking about how Damien got into it with a White Sox Twitter.
Oh, you want to talk about that real quick?
Had a white woman call me. Oh, these are bigots. I was like, me calling you the fans is a bigot?
Get the fuck.
Not a nigga, Damien said.
And the thing is, Joe he didn't say one word. All he did was post a picture of the alphabet.
The alphabet, boys, nigga, the fans. I'm not sure what I did wrong.
He said, get fucked.
He's like, get fucked. I'm like, all right.
You guys.
No, that nigga Joe was like, I know this ain't no white woman in my mentions.
I know a white woman ain't nowhere near me talking to
someone. See what bugged me out? She didn't block y'all, but she blocked me.
And dog, I asked
her. I didn't say shit.
I asked her to block me. She said, no.
Bro, I didn't do anything. All I did was respond to you on your tweets, and I think I just put laugh my ass off shit. And she blocked me. And
what's crazy is that they got all defensive because I made fun of a Mariners.
Of a Mariners fan who was a dork ass nigga. You, if you were at a game, you dressed in a full outfit.
Cleats,
you've never seen
pants, uniform.
You've never seen a vagina in your life. It's ever. Just period. So I don't even know why they were defending that nigga. But anyway.
Because they were niggas who were picked on too, so they don't like it. Mm-hmm. That's dead ass the truth. Nobody likes being picked on, so they saw that and said, "Oh, you're picking on him." And
he's having the time of his life.
But they're white people, so I truly do not care what they think. So
whatever. Like, no, nigga, he's 30 in a fucking.
Those are the type of people that go to white side games, like white people, niggas and Mexicans. Like, there's no vibe anyway. If you go to a white side game, you literally gonna.
That is true. There is no vibe
there's,
there.
Nigga, there's the Dan Ryan.
So it's like the Angels games.
Yes.
This is the Dan Ryan progressive.
No, I can't even. The Angels, at least the Angels game, at least the Angels got a brewery across the street.
True.
Like, we got the little White Sox bar that's like attached, that's attached to the stadium. But nigga, across street is like an apartment building. The Dan Ryan. It's like imagine the 10 freeway being next to
it's full of folks whose family moved away from the South Side a generation ago.
Yeah,
I remember the first though.
Them niggas don't live there no more.
The White Sox stadium, my homie drove. What's it? The Dan Ryan, y'all said?
Yeah, the Dan Ryan.
We went up. He took me on the freeway. He pointed. He said, "There's a stadium." Flipped the bitch. Hopped right back on the freeway. I was like,
"You see the big ass 2005?"
Whoa! It is the expressway.
Okay. What I say? The freeway?
No, look. I've been out here so long. I call it the freeway now, and people, niggas, like, nigga, you, nigga, expressway.
Because you get there in an expressway.
Freeway is two syllables. Freeway. Expressway. That's three.
It don't expressway. Expressway. Ain't no expressway. We got on expressway.
Freeway sounds better though.
Yeah.
It don't though. It's the expressway.
Freeway. Is
why are you calling it the freeway? Everyway is free.
Because that's what they call it out here, the freeway. So like,
it don't make no sense though. Everyway is free except the tollway.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, that deductive logic whooping y'all ass, I know.
We'll see. So, like, when you drive, I know you saw that big-ass 2005 World Champions.
I went before that.
Oh, this was 405?
Yeah, I think it was 03 or 04.
I was 13.
That was, yeah, we had the All-Star game.
Yeah, I told you, hopped off the freeway.
Well, now, ever since they won, there's a big-ass sign outside the stadium that says home of the 2005 World Series Champions. Mm. And you see that before you see the fucking stadium.
That was 16 years ago. Jesus.
Yeah, 16 fucking years ago. I was
it's still 15.
Scott Podesnik, right?
Scott Podesnik.
Scotty Pod. Scott Podesnik.
Respect on his name. Relax.
That's the one I'd be fighting, right?
Yes. Put some respect on Scotty Pod.
Scotty Pod's fault? He did.
That nigga's a fight mad niggas. You know, he had that short nigga syndrome.
He fought that name with the...
Scotty Pons wasn't short. He was 6 feet.
No, that was AJ Brzezinski. AJ got his ass beat.
That's the one
I was... He had his ass beat by Michael Barrett.
Barrett, that's it.
And the, and the, you know, funny thing about that, the White Sox hella beat the Cubs ass in that game. Nobody cares because AJ got the face.
He didn't care about that
spot. But AJ got in his face and then he and Barrett hit him with...
Barrett swung on that nigga.
A clean right. The only punch that was worse than that was Batista when he got hit by that, what's his name?
Odor
hit that nigga with some fire, bro.
No.
Have you ever seen the fight when he was in the minor league?
No.
Odor, that nigga whooped like three niggas' asses on the second base path. Like, he fired off on one nigga, and I think like the first baseman came at him and he turned and fired on that nigga, and then someone else came.
You know when Pedro Martinez fought, what's his name, the coach?
John Zimmer.
Nah, Dave Chappelle said he just guided him with his energy.
That big ass no, game went straight to the dirt.
Remember, it was like probably this had to be like 99. Remember them White Sox fans hopped over the gate and beat them the Rockies, some of the Rockies' ass.
The Royals.
That's who. Yeah, beat his ass.
They was all White messed up.
White Sox fans hopped the old ass Comiskey fences and beat that nigga.
What year was this?
This is like 98, yeah, 99. I don't even think the video on YouTube anymore.
It was a dude and his son, and they was all faded and on drugs and shit. And they hopped the fence.
What team were they playing?
The Royals. It was first base coach. They were whooping his ass.
And White Sox fans attacked the first base coach Tim Gamboa.
Yep.
They was flooding that nigga.
Why?
I don't even remember what happened. They were just fucking that nigga.
They was fucked up.
I remember the game was on WGN and like them niggas went to like commercial super quick.
Oh my goodness, they were fading him. What is happening?
Yeah, let's fuck that nigga up, man.
I'm not sure what the purpose of this is.
I don't even know how it started, bro.
Oh my goodness, they are beating him up.
Like them old baseball fights used to be fucking hilarious.
I mean, but they got flooded by the entire, these are the Rockies. These guys are the Rockies.
It was the Rockies? Okay, I knew I wasn't tweaking. It was the Rockies.
Rockies or the Royals?
It was the Rockies.
I keep forgetting the Rockies and Royals. Oh my God. The Royals. The Royals swarmed them niggas, though.
Oh, it was the Royals?
They are getting stumped by at least 20 men.
Jermaine dying there giving shade. That's early Jermaine.
That's died. Early Jermaine. Before he was with the A's, too. He was with, there with the Royals.
Nigga, I was like the game I used to go to with the A's because they were a dollar and you could sit anywhere in Oakland.
Nigga, White Sox games was five.
It was Giambi. They had Giambi.
Ooh, Giambi.
They had Jermaine Dye. They had
was it Jason Giambi?
The boy that changed the date of his birth. Tejada. They had Tejada.
Miguel Tejada. Yeah. That nigga was nice.
Man, I can tell you every Cuban and Dominican in baseball age is wrong.
They had one of the pitchers
add at least a year or two.
They had a pitcher that ended up going to the Yankees. I forget his name. But like they had a squad just came on through their farm system, but no one gets.
That's what the money ball's about. Yeah.
Ain't nothing worse than that kid in the little leagues who was clearly 3 years older.
What was his name?
Danny Almonte.
Gee, this nigga was throwing 99 off the arm. What the fuck?
Like I'm 13.
Oh my goodness.
Like nigga, you drove to the game. No, you not.
That nigga picked up his kid. That nigga was a national scrub. I remember, nigga, they had Bob Levy come on. No, not Bob Levy.
You threw a no-hitter. That's right.
Not Bob Levy. Who's Shap? Shap. Not Jeremy Shap. His Dick daddy. Shap. Dick Shap.
Dick Shap.
Dick Shap came on talking about this nigga.
That's a ridiculous name.
And like, Dick Shap. And like, oh, one, the shame of a nation.
Dick Shap.
Yeah. I'm like, this nigga 18, bro. What the fuck? He was like, gee, he was out there looking like fucking Pedro, bro.
This nigga threw a no-hitter. What? how did no one in that exact moment say something's wrong?
Something ain't adding up. So the two funniest things, though, we had that. You had not the Danny Almonte. Oh, when they were interviewing Tejada, them niggas walked up with his birth certificate, like, nigga, you are 36. He said, "Vino Inglés." Nigga walked up. Nigga was doing a full blast. interview, they pulled that shit out, that nigga lost all English.
Like, they'd be like, Jose Brady 34. I'm like, that nigga clean 38, bro. That nigga Pito 38, bro.
He had a high speed that was 76 miles per hour, which the equivalent in the base distance, the mound distance, is 102 mile per hour major league fastball.
Hey, didn't Ohtani throw 102 the other day?
Nigga, Michael Kopech was throwing 102 with ease, bro.
How old was he actually?
Michael Kopech, ridiculous.
In
the Little League tournament,
he struck out last year because he a Mario Winans ass nigga.
In the Little League tournament, he struck out 62 of 72 batters.
Nah, get the fuck out of here.
62 of 72.
I'd call Little League quick as fuck.
Hey, you know, you a little 12-year-old walking up to the plate, knowing this nigga about to heat you real quick in three pitches.
You just trying to have a good day.
Bro, in all 72 batters, he gave up three hits. Three hits and one earned run.
Yeah, because that nigga was a double-A player.
Goodness
and
gracious.
13-year-old.
So how old was he actually?
17.
So he was 2 years older.
Than the Mets.
He was almost 20, nigga?
He was 17 years old, playing like he was 13.
Well, he was 2 years older. He said he was born in 89 when he was actually born in 87.
Which means he was actually born in 85.
Low-key. That means he's even older than that. That's not fair. You know how pissed off I'll be? I go to my son's game and a nigga throwing a heater.
That nigga was my age playing in Little League.
Bro, a nigga throwing a heater that I can't hit.
You want, speaking of old shit, you know what I found out today? That I'm older than NBA All-Star Weekend.
Nigga, huh?
What?
NBA All-Star Weekend didn't start till like 84.
That's fucking crazy. Are you serious? So what year were you born?
82.
Yeah, you old, bro.
But like, You know, they were talking about the president for the Warriors or whatever is retiring today. He's the one that started that shit. It's the free one. The rainbow nigga. He started All-Star Weekend.
The rainbow nigga started All-Star Weekend? Yep. I want to know what, like, next. I like how the NBA NFL is like, nigga, we gonna be 100 capacity next. Shout, I guarantee you.
Shout out to the Rangers for saying fuck it.
And look, I had two feelings on that.
Shout out to them. No,
you respect it for them saying fuck it.
No, I don't respect it. I think they respect it at all. I think they wild as hell. But I was like, yo, this look kind of cool watching. I'm not. It felt like a real game when I was watching it. I was like, you nasty motherfuckers. But this nigga Rochdale was like, nigga, we having full crowds in September. I don't know the fuck y'all niggas talking about.
I'm y'all telling niggas you, better get vaccinated. Right. You feeling this bitch?
No, that's a commercial. I don't know if y'all seen it. It's a commercial. It's a sports commercial. Says, we welcome you back to the stadiums. Get vaccinated so you can join us. Basically, nigga, vaccines is out. So you on your own. Now you either get vaccinated, come watch the game, or you not getting in.
Get down and lay down.
They told you only two ways you're getting to sporting events now. You either get, you actually your vaccination card, or you take an on-site COVID test.
Nigga, I take my card everywhere I go.
Oh, nigga, I'm getting my shit laminated next week, nigga.
I need
to. Do not get it laminated.
Why?
Because I'm a what was I reading? There may be a chance you may need a booster shot in the future, and you'll need that that card.
Is that true, or is that just a Twitter rumor?
No, that's actually true. Just, you never know, because as of right now, the booster shot, the second shot is good for immunity. You never know if you'll need a third one, and they might need to write on that card. Just put it in like a little something plastic.
So how was your experience getting the shot?
Nigga, I was in hell.
You're a mere mortal.
I mean, which one did you have?
You're a mid-guardian. I have Pisfer.
I know you did not say Pisfer.
What did you say?
Pisfer?
No, I know you did not say Pisfer.
How you pronounce it?
Pfizer. Nigga.
That's your brother.
That's that CPS schooling.
Man, I went to CPS with you.
That's that Chicago Public schooling.
It's P-F-I-Z-E-R. Where do you get Pisfer from? It is Pfizer.
Marcus Pfizer.
Okay, I got Pfizer. That's what I got.
The most I felt. My ass. I'm tired.
The most I felt was like 48 hours later, like, my arm, like not my arm, but like my body was like aching just a little bit for like an hour. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I was good, nigga.
I was like sluggish till I want to say, like the first one, I remember I told, I said my arm was dead, but I was good. The second one, I felt sluggish and I had the chills till like noon, 12, 1 o'clock, and then I was good.
The first one, I was fine. I had nothing.
Like, how many hours did it take for your shit to start hurting?
Six.
Okay.
6 hours. Anna was over here. We were chilling, and I tried to use my arm just to boost myself up and get up. My arm was like nothing.
Done for,
bro. I tried to push, and I just slipped, and I said, "Oh my god!" She said, "What's wrong?" I was like, "My arm is gone. There's nothing there. There was no energy in my arm at all." And then a couple hours later, I was sitting in my seat playing Warzone. I get up, and I'm like, "Oh, I could barely move from my seat."
Yep.
And I started. I had a hunchback. I'm walking like, oh God. I asked my folks, I'm like, how you? We're good. And so at the end of the day, Pops was like, oh, I'm feeling it. I can't move right now.
I was like you. I was like you, Joe. My arm was dead. Like the first, I was like, that shit was slump. I felt like Tatis. Like I was just hanging that shit.
Bro, come on.
the Pops was playing with fire, slump. Bro.
Yeah,
probably let that nigga get surgery, bro. They don't want to call it quits because they got World Series aspirations.
Is he still playing?
Said they giving him 10 days. They think a slightly torn labrum is gonna heal in 10 days. Got a violent swing. He gonna fuck his shit up more. They let that nigga play.
He needs to get more control in that swing. I don't know what it is because
he got an OC swing, bro.
Who tears their labrum? I thought labrums get torn like on throwing outs or for pictures.
He fucked up by swinging too hard. Struck out, hit the ground. He couldn't lift his shit up.
I feel like that's a problem if you're
he gotta switch his mechanics.
And like think who his dad was. His dad swung wild as
fuck. Yeah, his dad swung wild as fuck too.
Let me look up a video of him swinging. I've never paid attention to it.
He be swinging violent than a motherfucker, bro. Who's that Kawhi?
Mo Harkless.
God damn, what team is this nigga on?
He's on the Kings now.
Yeah, the Kings. Look, first, speaking of Sacramento, I love Sweetie. I love that ratchet bitch.
You forgot all about the Mr. Big shit.
Oh, yeah, let me get into that. I forgot about that. I did like actual work on this shit. So it starts with down low. on the R. Kelly album. Remember that nigga? He was. First of all, I never seen the nigga get they bitch taken as much as Ron Wisely did in these videos. He was dating Fancy from Jamie Foxx.
Well, he was old and there wasn't Cialis back then.
So. You know, he married to one of them chicks from JS.
From JS, yeah.
Yeah, she's still fine.
Is she?
She's still fine, nigga. I gotta show you
how motherfucker. Nigga wrote that song for her and said, fuck it.
Nigga, because I put that on my IG. I'm like, nigga, every Chicago nigga remember
Busted. And they had that ice cream song.
Yeah, every nigga from Chicago. Yeah, Candy Isley. She's still fine, bro. Look at this. Look at her. Still fine.
I have no comments.
Still fine, bro. And she in her 40s. She in her
40s. Bullshit.
No, she that in her 40s.
Like my age.
No, she was 27 when she started dating that nigga. And she's in her 40s now. And that nigga's almost 40 years older than her, but still. Anyway, so the shit started with Down Low. Oh, that nigga R. Kelly was fucking around with Mr. Big's chick who was fucking...
She like Tiana Trump auntie.
She do. She do kind of look like her.
Shout out to her for pulling a LaMelo dumbass.
Yo, if I was 19, well,
oh, yeah.
Nigga, I'd fuck with Tiana Taylor, too.
I've been on all them sites that I...
LaMelo fucking with Tiana Trump.
I think you said Tiana Taylor. Isn't she married? Ain't Tiana Trump? How old is she?
Tiana Taylor beat the fuck out of
her. Yeah, Tiana Taylor was Sean.
How old is Tiana Trump?
I don't know.
25.
Oh. Wait, if you gonna be with a hoe, get a hoe with a hoe who got generational talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got generational talent.
Go on Spank Bang, you got a whole pool to get from.
I'm just gonna roll through this Isley shit real quick.
I'm cool on that, bro. Good luck to him.
If you were 19 and a millionaire, you not fucking with her. Stop lying.
I wish his Wayne good luck.
You wish his Wayne good luck. He's swimming. I was 19, multi-millionaire. Nigga, I fuck with Tiana Trump for a little bit.
I know you're not gonna answer this. If you were 19, have full access, which one would you have grabbed?
Which one?
Next question.
Anyway, man, I'm just gonna go over these videos, bro. Down Low, where R. Kelly pulled Fancy from Jamie Foxx.
I'm sorry. With Nasty Man.
With Nasty Man, I'm gonna call him that.
With Sylvester.
Sylvester's
a nasty nigga name.
And when you know this nigga couldn't read, it makes it even like, nigga, what type of wild shit was you?
I knew how he was writing them lyrics down in his little scratch paper. Nigga was probably writing that shit with a crayon.
When he was it Torre? When he said, what do you mean by teenage? Or teenager? I was like,
Done. Like, oh, this nigga's disgusting.
And I remember when that, the sex tape got leaked and it was like on corner stores everywhere.
Nigga saw that in a barbershop. First time I saw it was in a barbershop.
Which, when you think about it, that was child porn.
Bear in mind,
we were children. So we weren't, I was a child watching this. Well, how old was I?
This nigga was in the club.
How was I? How old were we? 12, 15, 12, 14?
When I saw it, I was 14. So your ass was 12.
No. When I thought about it as an adult, I'm like,
in the club.
I was 19.
Why would you want to see him doing that to, yeah, that's. Niggas got an answer for that one day.
But continue. So Fancy got beat up.
Fancy and Nasty Man got beat up because he was cheating. He was sleeping with her when Ron Isley and won. First of all, Mr. Biggs was Ron Isley's rebrand, pretty much, to bring himself into the younger community. He even had a song with Lil' Kim.
Yeah, Lil' Kim, Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah. And she was talking about Ron Isley put it in my chest and shit. Like, she was wildin'.
She was trying to get titty fucked by
a 60-year-old and shit. And so then you had the Down Low remix, which it was more descriptive of the shit.
Yeah. Sorry. That was a good one.
It was more descriptive of the shit the Nasty Man was doing her. Then we go to one of my favorite R&B songs of all time. I can't listen anymore. Friend of mine. With Kelly Price, Kells, and Ron Isley. But this time, he said, this is Mr. Biggs. What the hell is going on? I miss conversational R&B. No, we need to bring that back. We ain't got a lot of niggas who can sing to bring it back. But so basically, R. Kelly was cheating on Kelly Price, who Kelly Price was Ron Isley's goddaughter.
I don't blame him. That's when she was like 350.
She was like online. She was
looking like Sam Adams pulling a multi-platinum R&B superstar. No.
So he was cheating on Kelly Price with her best friend. And that nigga Ron Isley's like, nigga, I'm going to kill you, bro. You cheating on my goddaughter. This is my goddaughter. So then we go to the Secret Lover video. Well, this nigga Shamar Moore, Sylvester sent Shamar Moore to jump Ron Isley. First of all, if you send this Shamar Moore to jump anybody, that's a failed mission.
Right. He about to get his ass whooped.
Right. So Mr. Biggs peeped it and pistol whipped Shamar Moore in the video. So then we go to Contagious. And in Contagious, we all know what happens in that video.
Right. What's that shit? Oh, Shantae Moore.
Shantae Moore. Fine. Oh, I love Shantae Moore tonight.
She's annoying as fuck.
How's she annoying?
I've seen her on they had a show, R&B Divas. Mm. She was on that. And she had a song called Shantae's Got a Man. Where she was talking shit to all her friends like, your man's beating on you. I can't relate. Because Shantae's got a man. Like, just shit on all her friends for being in shitty relationships while she was with her dude. Turns around, her dude cheated on her and divorced her ass.
So, Contagious, this nigga get beat up for fucking with Shantae Moore. Then we go to one of my favorite Ron Isley joints. What would you do?
Ooh.
What would you do if I came out here and sat with you? What would you? That was my shit. So, this nigga R. Kelly stormed the stage in the video, and these niggas had like a sing-off. In the fucking video. Yep. But he didn't beat Kale's ass in this one. Then we go to Busted. Kale's just fucking with another one of his hoes. Again. And this nigga was delusional, had a fucking fur coat with a Paul Pierce jersey on the arm. And he caught her. And the funny shit is, this is the second sister of JS, so his sister-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah. But they weren't married at the time. I guess he's probably fucking or whatever. So that's one of my favorite songs. And after that, this isn't part of the breakdown, a little battle between them. Love Angel, which is a power. If you were a Chicago nigga, you remember Love Angel was a Power 92 classic. That shit came on every other fucking hour. And I looked that shit up on Tidal. This nigga's name is not in credits no more.
Really?
Yeah. Because Ron Isley dropped a new song after the verses. You listen to the beat and the lyrics, it's obvious who the fuck wrote that shit. I've never seen a song on Tidal where it didn't have a writing credit. And that told me everything I need to know. I was like, this shit sound like a backyard party. This is the Nasty Man. And then it ended with Showdown on the Chocolate Factory. Showdown. I'm about to lay your body down. That shit was like 9 minutes.
Yeah.
9 minute song.
It was like three phone calls. Like,
right. It was three phone calls in the song. So that's where it ended. And I just want to say that's one of the greatest rivalries in the history of anything. You got Packers, Bears.
So what's the universe called?
It's called the Mr. Big Cinematic Universe. And also, let's not forget, Mr. Biggs got Omarion beat up in the B2K girlfriend video.
Oh, yeah.
I got everything I want in my life. R. Kelly wrote the song. So Omarion was fucking with the daughter from My Wife and Kids, who just happened to be Mr. Big.
Who's the daughter from My Wife and Kids?
The light-skinned girl. I forgot her name.
Jennifer Freeman.
And she was Mr. Big's daughter.
Who used to fuck with Earl Watson.
She did fuck Earl Watson. I think she married that nigga.
And they divorced.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer Freeman. That's right. Yeah.
So that was Mr. Big's daughter. And this is the funny shit. This is when you had mad cameos and video. So Mr. Biggs got Omarion beat the fuck up. So B2K went to Vivica Fox. Vivica Fox was like, there was Vivica Fox, and then it was like, where's O? So they sent Flex Washington. Is it Flex Washington or Flex Alexander? Flex Alexander, that's the nigga name. Flex Alexander, flat out, that nigga. So Flex Alexander, and then the godfather who stopped the beef, Will Smith himself. Will Smith was in the video. He was like, he called Ron Isley. Will Smith called Ron like, yo, leave the kid alone. He's a good kid. So I was like, this is the Mr. Big Cinematic Universe, bro. This nigga was in every fucking video, and it stretched for like 8 years. It started in 95.
another nigga that revived his career in the 2000s, Charlie Wilson. Once he got off crack and got his new teeth.
And got up with Snoop.
Got up with Super Pharrell, nigga. He was straight.
Who the best rebrands in music history? Ron Isley got to be up there. I'm trying to think who else. Young Bird went from, he's one of the best.
Talking about like public rebounds, though. I mean, like,
everybody know who the fuck Hitmaker is.
No. I mean, like, he went from being this artist that was popular here to, again, he's the same artist who's still
okay.
popular. Well, Charlie Wilson was popular for separate reasons, but he was always still Charlie Wilson.
You could say Bobby Brown.
Bobby rebranded himself when?
Remember, really? He fell off for a minute, and he came back with, that nigga jumped out the helicopter.
Yeah, but he didn't really do nothing with that.
When did he jump out the helicopter?
Ja Rule, I know you're getting.
I know you're getting.
Yeah,
nigga could not sing.
He had another song with Ja Rule and
it's murder.
Oh, he only had one song with Ja Rule. He was in the Down For You video. Him and Whitney went to Down For You video.
No, it was not wonderful. He did have another.
No, song. He only had one song with Ja.
You sure?
He only had one. Yeah, he had Thug.
Scott would know. That was Scott. That was Scott's era.
Yeah, I love Ja and I love Bobby Brown. He only did one song with Ja, but he was in the Down For You video. Him and Whitney went to Down For You video, hot as fuck. But they was in the Down For You video.
Oh, yeah, when they was on the beach.
When they was on the beach. But, motherfucking, yeah, because Wonderful just had Sylvester on that motherfucker. And that was, like, after that nigga, like, after G on it.
Yeah.
That's a little comeback when he put out New York, New York. And 50 was like, he said, this nigga trying to get help. This nigga 50 was on MTV. This nigga trying to get help. He said, I love Jada Kiss and Fat Joe. This nigga trying to get help.
That was such a stupid beef.
And it all started. It all started because this nigga Ja ain't say what up to this nigga at a video shoot with him and Cadillac Ty. That's where it started.
Cadillac Ty.
Or Mitsubishi Ty. Every nigga that had a two-way had
Mitsubishi Ty and Crack Child.
Mitsubishi Ty and Crack Child.
Was that really the real reason?
I thought it was an extra Pop City Anthem shit was hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every nigga that had a two-way back then had the Pop City Anthem.
Yeah.
I thought some actual street stuff that happened.
You said what?
I thought it was an actual street reason. But
it started with Giant say what up to that nigga at a video shoot. Then it got into some street shit. Because Ja was cool with the niggas that got 50 shot up, a.k.a. the Supreme Team. And, you know, Joe, you watched the hip-hop underground shit with Big U and all them niggas?
Yeah.
So Supreme Team, Waka Flocka's mama, Waka Flocka's uncle was one of the main niggas of Supreme Team.
Right.
Bimmy, that nigga. So that's just all that street shit connected. 50, first of all, if you understand how ignorant this nigga 50 is, if you got shot 9 times, you survived, you gonna be a wild nigga.
Yeah, like, nigga, I'm Teflon.
Like, nigga can't, and niggas don't think, like, every time I hear 50 talk, I understand why I shot this nigga 9 times. Yeah, I 100% get it.
He's a bully.
He's 100. Nigga, he be having, like, celebrities now show you. The nigga told Jackson, like, nigga, you owe me money. And Jackson, like, no, Fifth, oh, you know.
He told who?
Jackie Lund, remember, from ATL.
My baby mom went to high school with that nigga.
Jackie Long from LA?
He's from Pasadena.
Damn, Jackie Long from Pasadena? Mm-hmm. And he's an Esquire on ATL.
I'm coming. What happened to Overdose, man?
Yeah, what happened to them niggas? I know Kent do songs with, Kent put out a project with Buddy last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite joints, but I don't know how to Overdose. Nigga, I used to love Overdose shit.
Bro.
Live For or Die For is a classic
mixtape. Live For or Die For was it? She ever had fun in her life?
Yeah.
You want to get dusted tonight. That is the same, bro. Huh?
Pasadena song.
I'm coming. That video was hard. When did Pasadena come out?
2014, 2013.
That was the first time I had visited California. That's the first time I
had. San Diego.
Huh?
You went to San Diego.
Yeah. No, but that's the first time I actually visited LA. We went to LA that time. That was the longest drive for no reason. That was the longest drive for no reason. And we never went back.
Every time I would go to Quam's house in Pasadena, I'll play that song.
Yeah, I ain't been to Pasadena.
I ain't been to the Dana in 3 years. Last time I was in the Dana was
didn't somebody play in Pasadena like a team?
Nigga.
The Rose Bowl.
Yeah, that's the last time I went. When I saw J&B at the Rose Bowl, that was 2018.
So Pasadena is not far from LA?
It's like 45 minutes outside.
Yeah. Wait, is this a city or a neighborhood?
I thought it was a city. Pasadena is
so
a city.
It's like, you know where downtown LA is, right?
Yes.
It's probably 20 minutes from downtown LA.
Because we passed by the Rose Bowl Stadium.
If you're on the 110, you just go to 110.
Okay, yeah, yeah. If you're on the 10, yeah, it probably is 20 minutes.
It's,
yeah.
It's not that far
from my house, though. From here, it's
a minute.
It's about 30, 40.
It's like damn near an hour from Long Beach.
Damn, for real, from Long Beach? I thought it'd be closer.
We're about to LBC. My niggas love to sit us.
Sorry about this LA shit. You got to hit the 110 and go all the way down to 110 till it stops. All the way to the end of the
110. This nigga turned this video off. Hit us. This nigga get mad when you talk LA shit. When Chris Brown said he doing 101 on the 101, that's false. No. You're not doing 101. What Kendrick say? I'm doing 105 on 105. That's a lie.
What's up with We Ball? Man, he washed out. But then again, everybody washes out.
No, all right, relax. No, they don't. Dom done watched Nipsey on every song they've been on. Let's relax. Let's relax.
Why did Dom always watch Nipsey?
Dom used to stay watching Nip.
I never understood.
We in the stall, sloss him off. I fuck her once, then never call.
What was next song? My pants to show my jaw.
Nigga, I met J305 2 weeks ago.
Baron Davis. Freddie Gibbs. What was that song, Freddie Gibbs? Freddie pull up on somebody.
Menace to Society.
Yeah.
My nigga don't.
How'd the hook go?
If you and I take a ride, come on, let's roll.
He ain't washed ready though.
He washed. Yeah.
No.
Oh, those purple G's when he fired up. She tell me she want to see me, but I'm tied up. Man, I got a personal driver. Put your ride up. Yeah. Hey, nigga shooting them folks. Put your five up. What we doing tonight? Put your ride up. See, I got a little control. Put you out of them draws.
Rap shit. I used to work at the mall on some rap
shit.
Telling these hoes clothes. I'm a magnet. Okay.
Yeah, he watched that nigga, bro.
That was the time. That was, hey, man.
Real quick about Gibbs. If you could pick, that's a rapping ass nigga.
He a rap, but he cool as fuck. I met Gibbs like 3 times.
Gibbs a good.
Yeah, cool. He seemed like he cool as fuck. Like,
he cool as shit.
Man, Gibbs follow me on Twitter. I need to DM this nigga and say get on the pod.
Come on the pod, bro. Come on the pod. He cool with Lero.
And get very ignorant.
He brought Lero out here like to do some shit for him. Like he cool as fuck. Lero. The first time I met Gibbs was at Illy had a release for Inhale Part 4. And Sway used to fuck with Illy hard. Sway used to fuck so
Sway. I used to run into Sway all the time at LA.
Sway came to Chicago to fuck with Illy. So he did a show in Chicago. So I met Sway and Gibbs pulled up. And then I saw Gibbs again like 3 years later out here. It was Grammy Weekend 2015. It was me, Pav, Qualms, Thomas, and Gibbs. Oh, I didn't even see that. And so Gibbs came on the back on the balcony. He was like, I done met y'all niggas before. I was like, yeah, in Chicago, the sweet. I knew I seen y'all niggas before. He was cool as shit.
He seemed like he a cool ass.
He was cool as shit.
But like, I just want, like, when he, like, I didn't listen to his shit, but everyone would say, oh, that nigga correct. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll listen to it one day. But I finally listened to that nigga and I was like, oh my God. Like, if it come to rapping, like,
Gibbs
there's not too many niggas that can fuck with him, like, strictly rapping.
Yeah, he him a nigga with them Vice Lord bars.
Man, that nigga's been my favorite rapper since.
What? More than Kendrick?
Huh?
More than Kendrick? By the way, Kendrick need to get the fuck out of wherever the fuck he at and drop.
He ain't, like you said, he ain't doing nothing until he can start touring.
No, yeah, but same thing with Drake. But see, at least Drake giving us some.
Well, but Drake is a hit person. That's what Drake does.
No, but I'm saying Drake's not dropping Certified Lover Boy until he can tour. And that makes sense because he's Drake. So what's the point of just
dropping? You're saying why isn't, you know, I want Kendrick just drop some tracks in the run.
But I'm saying Kendrick dropped an untitled album.
I'm saying like Lucy.
That was a rarity.
That was rare.
I still didn't hear the song at the beginning of All Right. Tell me who
we never got that.
You know me to Pimp a Butterfly, another classic CD. I need to hear that.
But see, Drake drops Lucy's all the time.
That's Drake's thing. That's not.
I'm saying, give us a care package like Drake gives. Them 3 songs Drake gave us was cold.
They were good.
He got washed by Lil Baby, but I feel like he washed Ross to make up for it.
What'd you say?
He took off on Ross ass. Nigga, to my parent teacher conference, he pulling up in a Bentley. That shit had me fucking dying. This nigga Pusha T really made this nigga a father. Mm-hmm. Like, you think about this shit.
Made that nigga own up to his mistake.
Yeah, man. I want to talk about Hubert Davis. You know I gotta bring it up.
You know I'm proud to be African American. I'm proud of my white wife.
I'm proud of my white wife.
What does that have to do with anything?
Look, he had me for 45 seconds, dog, bro.
He was going so good.
He was doing so well. I was like, okay, stand up for the people. He's like, yeah, I'm proud to be a black man. I know there's not a lot of black men who have jobs in D1 colleges. Then they said, I'm proud to be a black man. I'm proud my wife was white. I was like, oh my God.
Bro, just not needed at all.
Nobody was asking for that, dog. Like, what are you talking about?
At all. Bro? And what kills me is, like you said, wasn't needed. And then I guess he said that shit earlier in the day too.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said it like 2-3 times. Like, dog, why are you?
He said that little pre-conference.
Like, why? It's not.
He's one of two niggas, and I'm just gonna assume either he was one of three, raised around white people, or he was raised around some upper middle class Negroes who were in a white neighborhood and felt comfortable being where they were and not having to deal with the reality of them being black. Or the woman he's with did that to him. Like, what does that have? They're literally asking you a question about being black, because in this specific situation, being black carries carries weight to it. Because he's only been 26 NCAA black coaches or something like that.
He's the first one in North Carolina history. But going with that,
and for a trash program at that, so you got to give him credit. Give him credit.
Y'all lost to Loyola. Illinois.
That's true. But you know what?
Don't get this nigga started.
We compete in all sports. What have you all done in football?
We've won more titles in the past 18 years than Illinois.
In football?
Don't no one care about football. When the last time Illinois won a football?
Football brings in more money than basketball.
He talking about Ohio State.
He's talking about
Illinois fan. No, bro. I don't care about Illinois. Illinois is trash.
Oh, okay.
Well, Illinois lost to Loyola. I was crying laughing.
Okay, I got to get it right. So you're Ohio State for football and basketball, or just football?
No, period. For everything, every sport.
Okay, all right. So when's the last time Ohio State basketball won anything?
Nigga, Mike Conley was over there.
They didn't win in it. We lost it too.
But they got to the championship, right? With Mike Conley and
I thought it was just the Final Four.
Yeah, and they lost. So
that's why I said
this nigga's a diehard Tar Heels fan. He's not winning this.
We compete in all sports, though. That's the thing. You all compete in basketball alone. Where is your football team?
Hey.
You all gave us Mitch Trubisky. I want answers.
Your football team picked our quarterback third, right? Y'all paid money to get our greatest defensive end ever, Julius Peppers. Am I correct?
So where are your bowl wins is what I'm asking. Huh?
I don't give a fuck.
That's all that matters.
Y'all are paying for our players.
Every school has good players. Even Marshall does. Where are your bowl wins?
Marshall has two.
But they two of the coldest niggas ever.
Okay, we have Lawrence Taylor.
Okay.
Thank you. We have Lawrence Taylor and Julius Peppers.
Okay. All right. Where are your bowl wins?
Okay. Is that you want to go to bowls, you want to go to players? Because if you go to bowls, y'all got it. Because y'all cheated Miami and y'all got it.
What did we do against Bama and Oregon then in the playoffs, the inaugural?
Oregon's real.
I'm just saying, we beat Bama too.
Oh.
Bama.
That's right. Y'all had that cowboy on the roster. That's right.
Oh, goodness. Of course. Now it goes back to the Cowboys. I'm talking about North Carolina.
Okay, but anyways, let's get back to Hubert, because I can go back to the basketball L we took. I can take that. I think what he was trying to say is like, yeah, I'm a black man and I may be married.
I'm a young black man.
This is what I think he was trying to get to, and he just fucked it all up. Was like, yeah, I'm a black coach and I may be married to a white woman, but that still doesn't stop my blackness. But I think he just fucked that shit all up. Joe, don't give me that face. I'm guessing. I'm trying to rationalize where that nigga was coming from.
But you know, you're doing a good thing. Instead of trying to bury him, you're actually trying to see if there's a point to it.
But I get, like, it made no sense where it came from. I'm just trying to figure out where he was going with that shit, because it makes no sense.
It don't either. You know, it's people. like
when people frying him and they hit me up like, oh, Damon, this is your cousin. I'm like, nigga, what you want me to say? I can't defend that.
Answer for him.
The nigga name's Hubert. What you want me to do?
They was like, nigga, start, I got storytellers about Hubert. They were like, nigga, no.
Oh, yeah, but Monty was saying that.
My money was like, no, but money, like, y'all thought that song was about that nigga?
Right.
Our society is, first of all, there's no such thing as cancel culture. Because niggas, all people always bounce back. No such thing. But if it's one thing there is an ideology that seeks to find the worst in something first rather than trying to hear something good. So that Hubert, whatever the nigga name is, he may have had a point to it. I just didn't understand it. It seemed like someone who's uncomfortable about talking about his ethnicity. That's all that sound like. Yeah, I'm black, but don't forget my white wife.
That out there that, okay, I have a white wife. I know I'm black and I have a white wife, but it still doesn't take away from my blackness. That's where I think he was trying to
lean. I feel like he was trying to get on some uniting type shit. Like,
yeah, that's what it felt like.
I can see both sides.
I see no color.
Yeah, but he just fucked that all up.
But see, then a nigga started getting to Joe. I like how you post that Chicago athletes post and then edit Javi out.
Well, I don't got time for the second best shortstop in the freaking.
I ain't gonna stunt. Javi, my man though. Javi, my man though.
I do like Javi.
Javi
can be an AM1 nigga.
Look, see, look, this thing.
Yeah, like, he's bouncing back so far.
Look, this is why I still put Javi slightly over TA because he can play defense.
TA can't play defense.
TA is shitty at defense.
Bro. Oh shit.
He's not shit.
Bro, he led the league in errors for 2 years. He can't play defense, bro. I know. If he was even half deep offensively, he's better than Javi now. But Javi still got a glove, bro. But that's my baseball take. Anyway, back to what I was saying. What the fuck was I saying?
About Hubie trying to
do, he was trying to see both sides. Shit. He was trying to see both, but it came off so bad because nobody asked him about that shit.
That's the thing.
Like, nobody asked you about your fucking white wife. I didn't even know this nigga white wife was white. And then nigga saw his wife and they started heating on it. They're like, this bitch is like Marty Bird from Ozark.
Which is just wrong on so many levels.
Oh, she looks like Jason Bateman. So that shit came out, nigga started heating. I was like, come on, bro. Come on, leave his wife alone, dog. But you know what I noticed about this? And shout out my homie Al Patron. We was talking about this the other day. You notice women, white women who don't look like the Kardashians. Like, if you just find a regular fine-ass white woman who don't have a Kardashian aesthetic to her, she don't date black men.
Don't.
Think about it.
Say it again?
Super fine white women who don't have a Kardashian aesthetic to them, they don't date niggas. Think about it.
Regular white bitches?
Yeah. Niggas who date white women only either date the Huff ones or the ones that look like Kardashians. Mm. A regular, like, let's just say, who's an attractive white woman? Margot Robbie. She not dating no nigga.
No.
She fuck one. She fucking right. Will Smith. She ain't never gonna
when
be
the lights
one.
Out.
Right, yeah. She ain't never gonna be
that nigga
one.
Leaving the crib at 5 a.m.
Right. That's why I feel like Will Smith was upset. I don't think Will Smith was upset that Jada was fucking. It's like, bitch, I'm on the side of Margot Robbie, an Oscar nominated actress. You fucking August Alsina.
Nigga, bigger hit with Trinidad
James. You can't even fuck Trey Songz? Like, come on, upgrade a little bit. Like, I feel
that
like
that even
nigga
matter?
Ego. Better.
I feel like that nigga ego was hurt a little bit.
What does that matter?
No, that's swingers though.
That's true.
That's swingers though. Me.
Wait, was that ever verified?
It's if you live it's in that if you live in LA,
just like Jamie Foxx be
Jamie Foxx be on.
All right. Yeah, all
right. Jamie Foxx and Puffy be on the Western Conference.
Yeah,
a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly,
I done heard some wild things.
Yeah,
about Mr. P. Diddy.
And especially Jamie Foxx party, because that nigga used to say he used to throw shit on Foxhole. He used to talk about like at his parties, them like, oh.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx parties be, I heard. I haven't been to one. I heard be on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta know these other niggas, shit. Some other shit, nigga. Like, since we on the free pod, I can't say what that other shit is. But other shit, nigga.
Connect the dots.
Connect father. The goddamn dots. You know what the fuck that shit is. You know what that shit is. That nigga be fucking tripping, bro. Like,
yeah.
I want to talk about the friend date shit.
Oh, yeah, that shit was funny.
Now, I saw different reactions to this.
The answer is no.
This is the problem I have with it. I'm not saying you can't take your female friends out to dinner and shit like that and you pay or whatever. That's fine. That's cool. I've done that before. You know what I'm saying?
I think we all have.
You know what I'm saying? But this nigga here was dressed up. You can tell she came to this nigga right now and said one of two things. She told that nigga, yo, let's fuck. He'll do that shit. And she told that nigga, oh, I love you. I don't be with you. That nigga's gone, bro. That nigga absolutely is in love with her.
Heartbeat.
Nigga, that nigga's face. He's in love with her. So that is like when it gets abusive.
He is absolutely in love with her.
100%.
That nigga's eyes was wide open.
Bro, wide open, bro.
I'm in pain. I actually want to be with her.
She could have said anything to that.
Anything. That nigga's gone. That nigga's gone, honey. So that's
she could have been like, I'm gonna fuck this nigga. I'm gonna come right back to you. He'd be like, I'll be waiting. I'm here with arms wide open.
I'll be here when he breaks your heart.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I just don't see the purpose of that. Like me personally, like I'm not gonna sit up here and act like I don't have female friends. I do.
Yeah.
Now this is an OT comment, but fuck it. Y'all deserve it. I don't have any female friends that I wouldn't sleep with, even if my friendship got ruined.
What?
I don't have any female friends. They don't listen to these podcasts or whatever. If they do, whatever, they kind of already done anyway. But anyway, I have no female friends that if they said they wanted to fuck, I would do it.
That even you would turn down.
Hey. Yeah, even if our friendship's not the same no more, I would still do it.
I did.
It worked out for you though.
Yeah.
It worked out for you though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not one of them things I'm like, oh, our friendship means too much.
Right.
So that's why I don't believe. I believe 95% of the time men and women can't be friends.
Yeah.
They can, but
it's going to be sexual tension.
But it got to be. Like you said 95%. I want to say.
But see, somebody's
going to say 75%.
I'm gonna say 95 because somebody's going to want to take it in, whether it's the woman or the man.
It's not, it's just that here's the thing. It's I would say that the majority of people are are opposite sex attracted. That's not a slighted any of my LGBTQ.
And that's probably one of the reasons why y'all became friends in the first place.
Right. No, but hear me out. But most people are opposite sex attracted. So you take that into the fact that it's easier for people to, it seems like the easiest relationships come from same sex. Men cooperate with men, talk to men more, and women talk to women more. And I don't know if it's because of the sexual dynamic, I have no clue. But for some reason, when you have a person whose gender you're attracted to, it's another, what's the word? Another avenue, another facet of the relationship is open. And so if you see them one day, like if I'm chill with my homies, I don't care about what they look like, nigga. It doesn't matter to me. You know what I mean? But if I was chilling with a girl who I don't have female friends. If I was and I was chilling with them, part of me might say, she's kind of fine. It just is a random thought. And then and if I was friends with somebody, I don't know, let's say I was friends with Sweetie and she freaking, you know, said, you know, one day, as I'm saying I'm single and she one day wanted to do it and I'm cool with her. I thought it would have been, all right, because she's fine. It's the classic. But with men, you don't think about that. You know what I mean? So it's not that they can't be friends. It's just that there is a risk about when you have intercourse with a person. The relationship just, you see the person naked.
I put it like this.
You were inside of each other. It's just different.
I got female friends. I wouldn't actually like shoot my shot at them. But if they came on to me, it was like, yo, we should have sex. I'm doing that shit in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even think twice. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I wouldn't think twice about it. Like, and if the friendship got ruined, oh well, nigga, I got friends.
Hilarious.
I got friends, so nigga. I live, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that I can live with. But women know that shit. They be acting like they don't know. They know that shit.
It's cool on social media to make it seem like, you know, a lot of things on social media, people like to disregard their actual reality. Like cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, man, it always happens. You just have terrible female friends. You're just a perv or something. I'm like, okay.
You can't have a non-sexual relationship with a woman.
Yeah, like,
no, like shorty, look, like fuck out of here. And women, even with that picture, women know what the fuck he was talking about. Like, this nigga was getting all dressed up and shit. Even when I've gone out with my women friends and paid for dinner and shit, I ain't never got dressed up, nigga.
Not like that.
This nigga was dressed up like a classic man, like nigga.
Hilarious.
Hey, remember when I was gonna go to that wine? Shit,
yeah,
nigga, I was ready to go on slide. Cause at that point it wasn't like that. I was just like,
on top of that, when you dress up in a suit and dress, you're going to a fine dining event. Do you go to fine dining to have the greatest time eating? You're going for the vibes.
Exactly.
Like, speaking
why
of
do that, I need you
missing the Vibe Master tonight?
Why do I need to experience vibes with my friend? What's the point for?
Exactly.
If I'm with my friend, I'm going there to talk and eat.
Texas nigga, right?
And
now.
Bullshit. Like I told Scott earlier today, like when I went to Reno this weekend, we went to one of them fucking restaurants, and we all got dressed up. It was my cousin's fiance's birthday, so we all got fitted up. It was me, my girl, her mom, my cousin and his girl, and we all got fitted up, went to this little 5-star restaurant, and like, yeah, we was all suited up, booted up, like made sure that we was nice because it's a nice restaurant. We going there for the environment, for the vibes. We all know we about to spend hella money.
And you
on
didn't
the food.
Have cooks, nigga.
And I didn't have cooks. We had to bring our own champagne. And like you said, it's for the vibe, for the environment, for that shit. Spent a fucking car payment on that shit. But at the end, it was like, it was all worth it because just the whole mood and shit.
That nigga Pav said he gonna call in a minute. He's done. He interviewing Rondo right now. He said he gonna call
Rondo
in a minute.
Punch that nigga in the face.
He said he gonna call him. We missing the Vibe Master. Oh, yeah. By the way, I told Pav we gonna interview because he did this interview for his album, right?
Mm-hmm.
With some female friend, and this shit was terrible. Like, she asked him like 2 questions about the album, and the rest is like, feel like a podcast. Like, the nigga was talking about some shit. Like, nigga, I'm not putting this shit out. So, me and you were gonna interview him when I come back.
Okay.
And we're gonna troll this nigga, but like, talk about this album at the same time. It's okay. Like, we're gonna mix both brands.
But so, what
I still gotta go to this nigga house. I ain't been
like,
over there.
So, why is the Negro girl on the far left?
That's what Merck said. Merck is like, why the dark skinned girl all the way?
Why is Shanae Ogumike?
All right, relax.
Outside of the porch door. And Skylar Diggins is on your lap.
Oh my God. I gotta be honest, and I never understood the obsession with light skinned women.
It's been colorism since we came up. That's what it is.
I guess my mind was never affected by colorism to that extent. I didn't look at a darker skinned woman and think.
I love black women in general.
Period.
All the skin.
I take that back. You have dated just about all shades.
I mean, majority of the women I've dated have been light skinned.
I have a United Nations roster. So,
but,
you know.
Yeah, you do. You have a not United Relations roster. Like.
United Nations, not United Relations. Fat ass.
I'm drunk. Fuck you. But yeah, you did.
You had one beer.
No, I haven't. I've had me tequila sunrise, right? Like 3, nigga.
Bro, go cut your hair.
Nigga, you cut my hair on Monday. Fuck
I'm not cutting nothing.
Yes, the fuck you are.
Nope.
Show them how much of that bottle is left.
This much. It's not a lot. Actually, it is a lot. Like, no, it's not. No, it's like 25%.
No, that's not,
like 10.
One more drink.
I cannot handle non-sobriety with my anxiety. Nigga,
you were cutting my hair on Monday.
Huh?
You were cutting my hair on Monday.
I'm not cutting your hair.
Yes, the fuck you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, kiss my ass. I'm not cutting your hair.
I'm telling mom, you cut my hair.
What's that going to do to me? I run this house.
Mom!
I already told Pops the days of when he can fight me are over. I am unstoppable now.
When that nigga said he got that mask, he said, I am inevitable.
What year did you feel like you could start watching Pops?
When I started benching 300. Which
so was
my sophomore year of high school. My sophomore year of
High school?
Yeah, me, Tony, and Steve could all bench. No, me, Tony, and Tony. Me, Tony, and the two Tonys. We could all bench 300.
Tony Axelrod?
Tony could bench 315. I couldn't.
That nigga extreme capitalist.
Boy. You make bread, though, which you got to respect. It. My dog is an investment banker.
Sweater vest up there and shit.
That nigga pulled out that American Express gold card. I said, hold up. I said, the game has changed.
Wasn't you with them niggas like a week ago?
Yeah, I was at his crib. We was playing spades and had a barbecue.
Nigga, I ain't played spades in so long. Nigga, I don't want to get
embarrassed. Bro, the funny thing is, the Uno game was more heated. The Uno game was heated.
For us, Uno, niggas be ready on Uno.
Like, with spades, niggas was talking shit, but Uno niggas was angry.
Well, look, you think on Uno, niggas be feeling disrespected, like, nigga, you really gonna reverse me? You really gonna skip me like that? Okay, I got you.
And we were doing, talking about the rules, like, you know what? This is a perfect chance. Damon, how do you play Uno?
What's the question you got?
Like, what rules do you play?
What rules?
Do you do ups and down stacks and shit like that?
Do I do stacks?
We do all that shit. Anything that's not stacked.
I do stacks. Like if niggas got like three draw twos, nigga, you pulling out six. And that's cool. Like if niggas hit boom, 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 all right, bet. Like you getting that.
Okay. Now if you have cards of different colors, but there's one, two, three, four, five, six, can you put them all down?
No.
Oh, come on. What?
If you got a blue two, a red three, that's what you asking?
Yeah, a blue two, red three, and a yellow four.
No, fuck no.
What? Oh, come on.
Put that down.
No, we put all that down.
No. That's dumb.
Bro, that is ups and downs.
Yes, you can, bro.
The funny thing is, the Uno page on Twitter, no one respects it. Uno will tweet out, once again, you cannot stack a one on a two of a different color. And everybody's like, we didn't ask you. He said, you all gave us the cards, now step back.
Y'all about to get me hot. No, y'all can't do that.
You put out a five.
See, and this is why we were upset at his barbecue.
You got a six and seven, you can put that 6-7 out, bro.
Hell no.
Yes, you can. Ups and downs.
It's ups and downs.
It's ups and downs, bro. Ups and downs stacks. Some
weirdo shit. No, you can't.
Bro, if you came to Chicago and you were playing, and let's say you had a full hand of cards that you could have put down, and niggas saw that you didn't, they'd be like, what are you doing?
You're gonna run your ass.
So y'all really play, if a nigga got a red five, a blue six, a green seven,
they're all going down.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They're all going down.
Yeah, that's ups and downs.
No, that's stupid.
No, it's not. And you can go backwards too. If you got a seven, you can go 6-5-4.
I've never heard of this shit in my life until
maybe it's Midwest. I don't know if it's
no, bro. You can't do that. Ups
and downs, ups and downs, stacks.
What other little bullshit rules y'all play with?
Now, some places do doubles and odds. We don't do that. Doubles and odds are 2-4-6-8 or 1-3-5-7. We don't.
Be remixing the fuck out of some Uno.
But
y'all can't do that.
Gee, this is why we were hot at the barbecue because she was saying one of Tony's co-workers had a draw four, and I was gonna put a draw two on it. You can't put that down. I was like, I have a draw. I'm putting this draw two down. And so we all argued with half of us saying you could put it down, the other half saying you could. That's why we were more hot with Uno. With spades, the rules are established. You know,
y'all got me tapping. No, you can't do that. Put down a draw four and nigga put down a draw two.
I don't know if it's just Chicago rules. My cousin,
you put down that draw two. I'm putting that draw four. I'm putting down a draw two. Nigga drawing six.
My little cousin is, how old is Chloe? 16?
Chloe turned 17.
She's going to turn 16 this year, right?
She turned 17 this year.
God damn, she turned 17?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
Gee, I mean, when she was born, bro.
Yeah, old.
I remember when she was born. She going to turn 17. She be kicking our ass, bro.
Every year, and I have no clue why.
She got the Kawhi Leonard. She don't talk shit. She just sit there.
Bust y'all ass.
Bust our ass. Don't say nothing, bro. That should be pissing me off.
When I invite her to play spades, she's like, I'm okay. I'm like, you know. Getting that ass is going to be bad.
This nigga and other people be getting too serious over spades. That's why I don't play spades that much, bro.
The only thing with spades that gets heat is if, I think the most happens between your partner. Because when niggas like freaking cut your partner, the worst I've seen is cutting your partner. Like, just don't cut your partner.
Yeah,
I've rarely seen reneging
in spades as partners. Is like, don't cut your nigga. Like, don't cut your partner.
You know, it's like if your homie has an ace of this suit, you won the deck. There's no need to. If you don't have that, don't put down a spade. Put down a heart or something. Put down something useless. I had to learn the hard way back in high school how to play spades. Exactly. Put down something harmless. Okay, let me ask you. Do you play with jokers in your spades?
Big joker and little joker.
You play with them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Big joker got the words. Little joker is just a regular joker.
Oh, we don't play with no jokers. Oh, no. Them jokers are taken out.
See.
Because it's so annoying to play with jokers to know you got an ace of spade and it means nothing. Seeing an ace of spade get cut by a little joker is heartbreaking.
See, and that's the funny thing between Midwest and West. We went through two games, two card games, and we both got wildly different rules.
Yeah. But one of the things is...
But we die hard on each one of them.
Absolutely. My thing is, before I played in those games...
If you came out to the house and you did that shit, that stack shit, I'd throw that deck on the floor. It's
gonna be hot.
Yeah.
I would ask the rules beforehand. I say, we literally don't we do that, Scott? Before every game, we say we playing stacks, ups and downs.
Yeah. Before the game, we lay the rules out.
And if niggas say, nah, we ain't playing ups and downs, I say, okay, we're playing stacks though.
All we right. don't fuck with it, but we'll do it.
Exactly, we'll do it. Okay. Now with spades, I'm assuming I my that's presupposition spades, is that like, them jokers are gone. I hate jokers.
See, and every time I played spades, it's big joker and little joker. Which is gonna be funny because we're gonna have all the niggas that listen to it, they gonna give us all day examples.
All their little examples, right? Yep. Ola Ortiz and shit.
That nigga Acuna said he can't wait. He wanted to get on the pod.
Oh, we gonna bring him on here. We gonna bring him on here, bro.
That nigga work night shift, so
yeah, he be working the slave shift. We just gotta like IG FaceTime that nigga one time. Like, yeah, bitch, we know you're at work.
Now you crashing shit.
I'm gonna tweet this nigga now. Like, what you doing, bro? I'm gonna tweet this nigga now.
Who?
What you on, bro? See if you gonna get on the fire, real
get
quick.
Get off them fat holes and answer your fucking mentions.
He do be doing that.
Anytime I see a fat bitch on my oh, it's a regular one, huh?
Nigga, fuck it. Go ahead. Nigga, fuck
every
it.
Every time I see a fat bitch on my timeline, I know it's been liked or retweeted by him. All I see is a white cloth popular.
How fat is too fat? How fat you on?
It depends how she hold it.
Let me tell you something.
What? This the free one, so I gotta stop.
Nigga, it don't matter. Fuck it.
First off, we don't body shame around here, sir.
I'm finna FaceTime. I'm finna IG FaceTime this nigga.
I dare you.
I'm gonna do that shit right now, bro.
We're gonna do it live on here. I wanna hear this.
On live. Hold on.
I'm about to say something ignorant. I'm gonna call him a flake. You a flake, dog?
This is called. Let me see this nigga pick up.
Nigga drunk off two white.
You gonna wonder, like, what is happening?
This nigga not gonna answer, bro. There you go. Hey, what's up, nigga?
You're live.
Nigga, you on the fucking. Where you at, bro?
Get off the forklift, nigga.
Yeah, what's up, nigga? We on the pod, nigga. What's up?
I'm at work. What's up?
You on a forklift, dog?
Yeah.
Fuck that forklift.
I'll tell you, fuck
this job. Yo, how long you at work, bro?
Get it out the way. You gotta say get it out the way.
No, we just gonna slander your ass, nigga. What's up?
He said, what's up,
then?
He ready.
This nigga David said, he's talking as a fat bitch on the TL. You talking to him?
Hey.
If I see that scale going to the red, I know it's you.
I don't discriminate against women around here.
How long they got you working, bro?
Tonight, I don't know. I just got here 2 hours ago.
What day?
Oh,
what days you got off so we can get you on the fire, bro?
I'm only off on Saturday.
On Saturday?
We gonna
pull that off for you so we can get you on here. All
right.
All right, dog. You get back to work, bro. All
right.
All right.
You ain't right. Puerto Rican as fuck.
He said, what's up, dog?
Hey,
fuck y'all ass on here talking about.
Hey, young fan, what's good, nigga?
What's up, bro?
Okay, so John,
I see the staples in the background, nigga.
I see the camera.
What's up? So John, when you go to a fine dining, you're there for the box, right?
For the most part, yeah.
Exactly.
Man, what's the most you spent for a dinner?
The most I spent for a dinner?
Yeah.
Like 400, but it was my fault.
What?
Like, okay, so the reason why was because it was like the wine I got was like 200. It really wasn't the food, because I mean I don't eat that much, so like it's not, I'm like, I'm finna go there and get really like don't. Huh,
I said you really don't.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm finna go there and get like 16 steaks, but it was like the wine they had was this wine I had never tried before. It was Camus. And like Camus in stores is like, I want to say like 80, but they had it like quote unquote on sale for like 200. Like that's why I was expensive. So and I was like, huh?
Do you do friendship dates?
you saw what he put? You saw what he put, Scott?
You said, do I do friendship dates?
Yeah. They're talking about the friend dates, and I said, I know you've done it.
Yeah. I mean, you don't call it that, but like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I hang out with.
Dressed up, suited, and booted.
Did what's all up?
That. What'd you say?
You said,
I said, did you ever get all suited and booted to go to a friend?
First of all,
he's always suited and booted.
First of all, suited and booted is strong. I'm not putting on a suit to do mostly anything. Suited and booted is strong. But have I like gotten like dressed in a nice outfit? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's different. I'm talking about like you got a blazer on.
Nah, that's reckless.
Tie, all that shit.
Nah.
So dude who did the friendship day that's post. Nasty. He was reckless, wasn't he? He was nasty.
That's nasty, but what you doing, G? What you doing, G?
He had the classic man fit on.
You scaring the hoes away, G. You scaring the hoes away.
Now, what you doing, G? I had another conversation with Tony Denoir. We were talking about acceptable dates. My uncle Denoir said this girl wanted to go to Grand Lux for a date, and he stopped talking to her after that. He said, no, I can't.
Nah, Grand Lux ain't even like crazy.
Grand Lux, no, it ain't because it's expensive, because it's just trash, is why he said that.
Oh, okay, fair. That's reasonable.
She said she wanted Grand Lux. He's like, no. He just stopped
talking. That's reasonable. Bro. Grand Lux is like the 79th Street Mastos.
Grand Lux, the last time I've been to Grand Lux was my high school graduation.
Yeah, nigga, that was the last time we went. That was like 12 years ago.
And I'm never going back again. I have no reason.
Grand Lux, first of all, Grand Lux got the slipperiest floors of all time.
I said that it is grease. You can slide to your table. What do y'all think about Cheesecake Factory going out? Like it's a date.
I love Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake.
I love Cheesecake. Like, look.
I love, nigga, all the options for Cheesecake Factory.
I'll take a bitch of cheesecake.
Facts, dude.
Take a bitch of cheesecake super quick, nigga.
I honestly eat Cheesecake Factory like once every 3 weeks. There's one down the street from my house. I go for lunch.
If there was like one down the street from me, guaranteed I've been there constantly.
Motherfuckers be sleeping on cheesecake. Cheesecake got an nigga. They fucking calamari be hitting, bro.
Calamari do be hitting.
I'm gonna give you solid portions.
I tried it, man.
Bro, G, the portions, G,
is crazy.
I got a burrito from that, bro. It fit on two plates. I said, I know that this is blessed by God.
Yeah, I fuck with cheesecake. Grand Lux is where you take a hood bitch. Like she ain't been nowhere. Oh, we downtown. It's a lot of buildings over here. I fuck with this.
You funny as hell, saying it's a lot of buildings over here.
Nah, dead ass. If you're a lot of bitches, you ain't never been downtown, bro. It's real shit. They ain't never been downtown, bro. They ain't been nowhere past King Drive, bro. Dead ass. And they be like, oh my God, we downtown. We Grand Lux.
We lit.
This nigga got money. Like, no, I don't. Grand Lux ain't that expensive, bitch. Like,
what's the most you all have spent on a meal?
Like Grand Lux ain't that expensive. Like, the fuck out of it.
Grand Lux ain't expensive at all. Mm-mm. What's the most you all have spent on the meal?
$250. We talked about this before
I looked it up. $511.
God damn. $500, nigga?
Y'all ordered the whole menu?
Last week, King Crab and Filet Mignon.
Oh, like, see, that's what we had your like turtleneck on. People. This
nigga. Oh, no. I'm talking about just for two people. Just a two-person date.
Two people?
Yeah, $250.
I done spent $400 for four people before. Yeah, plenty of time.
Yeah, I think it was like three something.
Makes sense. Especially for crab.
Yeah, but that's like... Yeah,
how did you spend $500 on two people, John?
Told you. The wine. The wine that cost the most money.
How much the wine cost?
It was a $200 bottle.
Oh, that's kind of like a cheat code. Not cheat code, but like a, you know, you understand it.
Yeah, it was like a nice bottle of wine. And then I think because... Shorty, I never had like Clico, so I got like two glasses of Clico at the end.
Restaurant,
huh?
You can read a bottle of Clico at $35.
You can, but like,
God damn,
you can, but like, you know,
yeah,
that's not bad, bro.
Yeah, the stunt pass.
Not had to stunt. I really wanted her to try the champ.
That's why you cutting out.
I like champagne. I'm like, Who doesn't know? Because who just doesn't drink the champagne?
We gotta pull up this nigga Fab's crib, man.
Yeah, we do that shit. Shit, you leaving Monday?
I got something to do Saturday evening, but I'm free. Everything after that.
I mean, they play hella games, and bro went out of town, so I got to cover him. So at night on Friday and Sunday, TP.
TP, that nigga named Thomas.
Nigga name is Thomas.
I just call him TP.
That nigga name is Barack Hussein Obama.
I just call him TP.
Where that nigga Thomas going, man?
I mean, I don't want to put his business out there, but he going to Cabo.
Oh,
okay. I have a question to ask.
I had a comment, but I'm gonna leave that to myself.
Never mind. We'll save that for later.
Yo, is that
I have a question to ask, John?
No, go ahead.
Okay, Scott remembers this. Now, if you want me to stop, not ask it, but I don't think you'll care. Your first girl, you all had a pool or something. You were like what, 18 years old or something? You were young.
We had a pool.
You probably like got into it.
Okay.
And she posted another nigga on Facebook.
Oh, Adrian Peterson.
Hilarious.
But I don't think we was together at that point in time, allegedly. Like, I don't think we was like, you know how like shit be when you a kid?
AP, all day.
And it's like, you be like, you funny as hell. And you be like together, but like not together, but like together, but like break it up and make it up and shit. It was like that. But yes, I do remember that. I was mad as hell.
Yellow shit. We were on a break.
Because the funny thing is, I was looking at one of my old phones, like my Galaxy S5 or something like that. And in my screenshot, that was there. And it was like our comment. And it was like a comment underneath. And I was like,
nah, Pat crazy. Was hot though. That nigga was hot.
Yeah, hey, I was mad.
He was mad.
It was what it was. It was what it was.
I ain't gonna say what you said. I ain't gonna put you out there like that. But
what did I say?
This bitch right here, man. I don't know.
Yeah, he said he's gonna kill her or something.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, like, what did I say, bro? Yeah, I was just mad. And I told you, like, Christmas, what was that, 2011?
That's when we had the Sad Boy Christmas and all three.
Sad Boy Christmas. Niggas was not speaking. Niggas was not whole basketball games on. No arguing going on. He was in there lifeless.
My nigga.
You niggas are definitely drunk right
now. I'm drunk and hungry.
Yeah, hell yeah. I hopped on. I'm like, this nigga Scott is energized.
This nigga Pav is missing out, bro. We drinking. Nigga, we done drunk all this tequila, nigga.
What is all the tequila?
Casadores.
Casadores. We've been having tequila sunrise. Nigga, we got tequila and orange juice.
Oh, shit.
You're missing out, bro.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Does liquor really taste good is the question.
I don't have much more on this rundown.
This nigga smack. This nigga started mixing tequila with the beer. He's smack.
Yeah. Nigga, my Friday is finished. Whatever I had planned tomorrow is done, bro. I'm finna be sleep like 11, nigga. I'm telling you,
start taking probiotics, bro.
That's what I was asking earlier.
That's the shit you said.
Yeah, I was like, what can I be drinking?
Good. That shit like it takes out all the like toxins.
Yeah, I mean it's too late now, but yeah.
Nah, you can get it.
Where you get that shit at? Like Ralph's or some shit?
CVS.
I mean, yeah, you can get it at any like it's a vitamin, bro. It's not like a secret thing. It's just a vitamin.
They also got drinks.
It's like I use the drinks. The drinks are better. The probiotic drinks are better. The vitamins is like beginner. The drinks is like the real shit. I use the drinks.
Because the drink, you know what's funny? Like the drink, you kind of feel it. Like.
You do. Yes, you do.
Your opinion on one thing before we close out. What's your opinion on friendship dates?
Did we just ask him that?
I did.
What's my opinion on who?
He's French, drunk.
Friendship.
Oh, who?
Friendship dates. You just asked John that.
Twitter.
You just asked him that. What the original Summer Sessions was like?
Nigga. The original Summer Sessions, we edited in half the show. Because we be here drunk off White Claw.
Oh, God. Yeah, White Claw. Disgusting.
WNBA jerseys. What do you think?
Lord of the Rings.
I fuck with him. I like him.
That's what I think.
I think the Sparks jerseys are dope. I like I like the Sky jerseys. It's just like, I don't know why I said Chi-Town. Nobody calls Chicago Chi-Town. From Chicago actually says that.
Old niggas call it that for some odd reason.
Old niggas and niggas not from Chicago say Chi-Town.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going Chi-Town.
I like the Liberty alternate jerseys, the one that say what, equality on them. Them shit's like dope.
You know my Aces.
Nah, them Aces jerseys are cold.
The Aces is dope. But like Aces always had cold jerseys. They just cold again.
That's my girl.
Liz?
Yeah, I think
Liz
so
Cam Beige.
No, not her. She fine too. That's a tree I want to take down. But
All right.
Who, Cam Beige?
No, what's her name? OMG Liz on Twitter? On Instagram?
Oh, he's talking about Izzy Harrison.
Oh, she's
so Shorty.
Yeah.
She's so goddamn
Isabel.
I told you
this nigga Jonathan said Isabel.
Her brother was in the Malisette Palace.
Yeah, she's so goddamn fine, bro. I need that.
All right, we gotta close out. Stop getting aggressive.
Her and I like the
I need that.
I like the
going up hella high, bro. I need that, dog.
Yes.
She fine as hell.
End this now.
I like the Lynx jerseys too. Those dope as well. They just kind of look like the old T-Wood jerseys, but that's not a bad thing, no.
Shout out to Ariel Powers too.
Didn't fucking D'Angelo Russell play a game this week?
Yeah, he
did.
I ain't see no highlights of that nigga.
Good.
House of Highlights uploads your shit if you put on 15, nigga.
They be so bored.
They ain't post none of D-Lo's shit.
They be
D-Lo don't need his highlights posted.
Pat, when are you buying my bottle?
That's Ariel Powers right there.
When they officially win enough games?
Nigga, they won 22 games today.
What
yeah,
am I
no.
They're not going winless for the rest of the year.
No, nigga, but it's also the winning percentage. The winning nigga, percentage,
that's,
bro.
That's for two bottles.
All right. I got you. I'll send it to you.
All right, Pat, what about mine, though? Give me some fancy wine.
I'll ship it to you. Okay. I'll ship it to you or come over and we can go to the liquor store and I'll buy it.
What are you doing on Sunday? Okay. What you doing on Sunday, bro?
Sunday, I got to cover a game at night, but during the day, I'm good.
You got to work on Sunday?
I'm teleworking on Sunday. I might be straight.
If you go, I'll go to this nigga house on Sunday.
Okay.
Cause Saturday I got something to do, so Sunday I pull up.
But earlier though, so like noon or one, cause I gotta go to the game and I think it's 7.
That ain't no problem.
All right. Let's wrap this shit up.
All right, we gonna wrap this shit up. I got some Del Taco, and then Falcon and the Soldier come on in like an hour.
You ain't gonna be sober enough to know what the hell is happening on.
I'm not gonna know what the fuck is happening to when I do my second watch in the morning.
You're like, oh shit, nigga, is Cat back? You gonna be freaking.
This nigga Iron Man back. Like, nigga, huh? Yeah, you know the follows, man. At Bar Chess got FOs and Lady. I'm underscore Valvet Velvet Jones. I'm fucking drunk, nigga.
Valvet.
Valvet Jones.
F Pappy World, man. Songs about women coming
hey,
out.
Hey, Pap, I told you I was gonna get this nigga smacked.
Yeah, this nigga is.
I realized, like, when I logged on, like, this man Scott is wild energetic, bro.
Well, I'm not energetic to begin with?
No. Not this energetic.
No.
Not this energetic. I'm like, this nigga talking loud.
Yeah. Would you come over at 8? Like, 8?
8.
We've been drinking for like 3 hours.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah, nigga, you missing out, bro. But, yeah, man, you know what follow us at, man. We will holler at y'all niggas next week. I'm bringing back the White Sox podcast, but it's just me on there for the Patreon. So, listen to that. The He Gone podcast. Look out for that and some other shit. I'm drunk. I don't even know what's going on. But yeah, I'm finna give me some tacos. We out, nigga.